What if everything we thought we knew about intelligence was wrong? For generations, calling someone a bird brain was an insult, shorthand for mindless, instinctual behavior. Yet a crow named Blue shatters that assumption every time she picks up a twig, strips away its branches with surgical precision, and fashions a tool to extract food from a narrow tube. She's not following instinct. She's problem-solving, planning, creating. Welcome to the cognitive revolution in ornithology, where birds have earned their place alongside primates and dolphins in the pantheon of brilliant minds. With over 10,400 species colonizing nearly every corner of Earth, from Arctic tundra to tropical rainforests, birds represent one of evolution's most spectacular success stories. Their mental prowess isn't a footnote to that triumph, it's central to it. Bird brains don't look like ours, and for centuries, that difference condemned them to scientific dismissal. Ludwig Eidinger's influential 19th century framework positioned birds on a lower evolutionary rung, arguing their clustered neurons, rather than our neatly layered cortex, restricted them to mere reflex. This prejudice persisted until 2002, when the Avian Brain Nomenclature Consortium fundamentally rewrote our understanding, renaming brain structures to reflect their actual functions rather than outdated assumptions. Think of it this way. Mammalian brains are PCs. Bird brains are Macs. Different operating systems, comparable performance. Modern neuroscience reveals birds use the same neurotransmitters and possess similar neural circuits despite diverging from mammals over 300 million years ago. The breakthrough came when researchers stopped measuring volume and started counting neurons. In 2014, Susanna Herculano-Housel discovered that parrots and songbirds pack neuron densities in their forebrains rivaling primates. A macaw's brain contains more cortical neurons than a macaque monkey's, despite being far smaller. This density explains how birds achieve sophisticated cognition in compact packages. Their brains also demonstrate remarkable plasticity. Seasonal songbirds like canaries grow and shrink brain regions throughout the year, and birds generate new neurons in adulthood, neurogenesis that supports learning and adaptation. Magpies recognize themselves in mirrors. Scrub jays employ Machiavellian deception to protect food caches, and newly hatched chicks demonstrate innate mathematical mapping. Small brains, yes, but mighty beyond measure. In New Caledonia's rainforests, crows craft sophisticated tools from forked twigs and pandanus leaves. The stepped leaf design features a sturdy grip, narrowing to a flexible tip. Most remarkable is their intentionality. They design the complete tool shape before detaching it from the leaf, working from mental blueprints. This isn't instinct. Young crows spend 18 months as apprentices, observing parents and experimenting with borrowed tools. They don't mimic movements. They reverse engineer finished products, creating regional toolmaking traditions that vary across populations. New Caledonia's ancient landscape enabled this innovation. Energy-rich beetle grubs burrow deep in wood with few competitors. A crow can meet its daily caloric needs with just a handful of larvae, making tool innovation worth the cognitive investment. The crows evolved physical adaptations, frontally positioned eyes creating extraordinary binocular vision, eye dominance like humans, and straight bills designed for gripping tools. Whether these adaptations preceded toolmaking or emerged in response remains debated, but the parallels to human evolution, binocular vision, opposable thumbs, reveal convergent evolution at its finest. Birds navigate social worlds as complex as any human workplace. The social intelligence hypothesis suggests demanding relationships drove avian cognitive evolution. Pinyon jays use transitive inference to map hierarchies. If Pete dominates Sylvester and Henry dominates Pete, they deduce Henry outranks Sylvester without direct observation. Male Eurasian jays demonstrate theory of mind. When males see females eat one larva type, they later offer the alternative, grasping desires distinct from their own. Social learning spreads rapidly through bird communities. Great tits trained to solve puzzles transmitted techniques through social networks at Wytham Woods, conforming to local traditions, cultural transmission across generations. Southern Pied Babblers actively teach using special purr calls to attract chicks to food while gradually reducing assistance. Male budgerigars demonstrate commitment by perfectly imitating their mate's unique contact call within days. The neurobiology mirrors our own. Birds' social circuits use ancient nanopeptides dating back 450 million years. Highly social species like zebra finches possess far more receptors in brain regions controlling social behavior than solitary relatives. Rooks and ravens console distressed partners after conflicts through bill twining and soft vocalizations, empathy-like behaviors previously observed only in great apes, dogs, and elephants. Birdsong rivals human language in complexity. While all birds vocalize, only songs are learned. Calls remain innate, like human laughter. Nearly 4,000 songbird species exist, their repertoires ranging from simple chortles to intricate duets. Their advantage? The syrinx, a chest organ where the trachea splits into bronchi. This structure contains two independently controlled membranes vibrating at incredible speeds, enabling mockingbirds to produce two harmonically unrelated notes simultaneously. One mockingbird produced 20 imitations per minute. Boston's famous Arnold Arboretum specimen mimicked 39 bird songs, 50 calls, plus frog and cricket sounds. Native Americans called them 400 tongues. Scientists study zebra finches as models for complex learning. Baby finches spend 2 weeks listening silently, absorbing their father's song as brain regions develop. Then comes vocal exploration, quavering notes like a violinist testing his instrument. Within a week, recognizable syllables emerge randomly, creating subsong comparable to human babbling. Over months, birds rehearse tens of thousands of times, correcting errors. Each successful match releases dopamine, providing drive, and opioids, providing reward. The parallels to human language are striking. Critical learning periods, social interaction requirements, similar neural circuits. Most compelling, birds and humans use analogous brain circuits for vocalizations, convergent evolution yielding similar solutions from different origins. In Australian rainforests, male bowerbirds create architectural marvels purely to woo mates, the only animals besides humans using elaborate object displays for courtship. A male satin bowerbird clears a yard square area, constructs a twig platform, then plants sticks in two neat rows, forming an avenue positioned to catch morning sun. He obsessively collects blue items, parrot feathers, flowers, glass, ribbons, even stolen pacifiers, arranging them artfully and replacing withered flowers. He paints his bower's interior using crushed pine needles chewed in his beak. Different species have signature styles. Spotted bowerbirds favor green and shiny objects. Vogelkop bowerbirds use colored flowers and beetle wings. Building superior bowers requires intelligence, choosing optimal locations, crafting symmetrical walls, collecting appropriate decorations. Males use templating to ensure symmetry and adapt when experimenters destroy their work. Gail Patricelli's Fembot, a motorized female model, revealed that successful suitors moderate displays when females appear alarmed, tempering wing flipping and maintaining respectful distance. These behaviors aren't innate but learned. Young males initially build poor bowers, improving through observation. Female selectivity serves a purpose. The display functions as a comprehensive intelligence test, revealing competitive ability, survival skills, and motor coordination. Do birds possess aesthetic sense? Shigeru Watanabe's research suggests yes. Pigeons distinguished between Picasso and Monet paintings, generalized to similar artists, and differentiated good from bad paintings as judged by human critics. With four color-sensitive cone cells and ultraviolet sensitivity, birds may perceive visual worlds surpassing our own. White-crowned sparrows, blindfolded and transported thousands of miles away, immediately orient toward their Southern California wintering grounds upon release. Homing pigeons return from up to 1,000 miles at 50 miles per hour. Black pole warblers fly nonstop 1,700 miles across the Atlantic. Arctic terns complete 44,000-mile annual round trips between Greenland and Antarctica, three moon trips over a 30-year lifetime. Burns used sophisticated map and compass strategies, determining position relative to home, then using environmental cues to maintain direction, sun, stars, magnetic fields, landscape features, and weather. They detect minute changes in Earth's magnetic inclination to determine latitude through magnetoreceptors in the upper beak or inner ear. Even weak electromagnetic noise from everyday electronics disrupts migrating robins' magnetic compasses. Clark's nutcrackers cache over 30,000 pine seeds in up to 5,000 locations and retrieve them with 70% accuracy months later. Western scrub jays remember not just where they cached food, but what and when, retrieving perishables before they rot. They even cache food where they anticipate being hungry. The hippocampus houses this mental map. Pigeons allowed to fly freely developed hippocampi 10% larger than confined counterparts. While geomagnetic sensing is crucial, scent also matters. Corey's shearwaters with disabled smell receptors became completely disoriented. House sparrows exemplify ultimate adaptation. Since their 1850s North American introduction, they've colonized environments from Death Valley to the Rockies. They demonstrate remarkable innovation, gleaning insects from car radiators, foraging at night around Empire State Building floodlights 80 stories up, nesting in working oil pumps, using cigarette butts that repel parasites with nicotine. In Louis Lefebvre's study, most species had one innovation. House sparrows boasted 44. Unlike most vertebrates that fear strange objects, sparrows are attracted to novelty. The first recorded instance of a non-human vertebrate drawn to rather than repelled by novelty. Other synanthropes, pigeons, crows, small songbirds, also thrive in cities. Daniel Soll identified true urban exploiters, achieving higher densities in cities than natural areas. These successful urban birds share large brains and ability to handle strange foods, traffic, perpetual light, and noise. Birds struggling in urban environments are the opposite, skittish, inflexible specialists with small brains. Yet even intelligent birds face climate threats. Mountain chickadees may lose 65% of mountain conifer habitat in the next half century. Warming could diminish their cognitive abilities. Chickadees at higher elevations have larger brains due to harsh winters requiring better spatial memory. Intelligence isn't universally advantageous. In Barbados, Simon Ducatez found faster carib grackles performed worse on reversal learning than slower, methodical counterparts. Both cognitive styles persist because different approaches succeed under different conditions, demonstrating why cognitive diversity is advantageous for species survival.